Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sunday was one of those days that you will look back on. And by no means is it going to eradicate the stench of what has been a miserable run for the New York Giants. Not just this year, but over the last, what, 5, 6, 7 years, basically. Giants been one of the worst run teams in all professional football. Since 2017, no team in the NFL has lost more games. That said, Sunday was not a day to kind of drum up the dysfunction. Sunday was not a day to beat a dead horse about the future of Pat Shurmur and Dave Gettleman. Nothing based upon what you watched here on Sunday should change those narratives. However, you think about what has gone on with Eli Manning over these last few years. And let's just say Sunday was the sort of goodbye, the sort of ending, one of the more beloved and one of the more storied players of the New York Giant franchise absolutely deserved. Now, Eli, look, did not get the Peyton Manning send-off where he goes out and wins the Super Bowl or John Elway send-off. But think about what Eli Manning's narrative was earlier this year. Or the whole Geno Smith debacle with Ben McAdoo. You wondered if Eli would be able to, at any point, have that moment where he could somehow, some way, ride off into the sunset. It took a 9-game losing skid. It took the Miami Dolphins. But Eli Manning had that moment Sunday against Miami. And it wasn't a virtuoso, brilliant, perfect performance from Eli. Nowhere close. Mistakes were made. Some of the mistakes that we've seen over the last couple of years. But all in all, I think every Giant fan would have signed on the dotted line for Eli Manning in his final game as a New York Giant quarterback to play well enough, to light it up in the second half, to hook up with Sterling Shepard, to hook up with Darius Slayton. Second half of this game, Eli Manning was 12 of 14 for 167 yards. And yes, you had some interceptions. Yes, you had some mistakes. But the Giants go and mercifully snap this 9-game losing skid, 36-20 over the Miami Dolphins. And I think the lasting image for a majority of you, and I think we can probably all agree on this. The best coaching decision Pat Shurmur has made in his 2 years is probably the decision to yank Eli with about 2 minutes to play and for him to get that rousing, raucous, standing ovation from whoever was left at the MetLife Stadium crowd. Let's be honest. The only reason you're a Giant fan, you were making your way out in the blustery conditions of East Rutherford, is to send out your quarterback the right way one last time. Yes, there were some empty seats. That's what you're going to get when you have a team that's lost nine straight. That's what you're going to get when you have a team that's a two-win football team. A team that's going through yet another lost season. But that was well done. That was well timed by a Giant head coach who won't be here at the end of this year. Eli after the game, Eli throughout this year, has not told you point blank that this is going to be it. And I know some of you will make the argument that, well, if everything's perfect around him, clean pocket, this, that, he can be a successful NFL quarterback. You got to understand this simple fact. It's not the way the direction of the league is going. Teams in the need of a quarterback need some sense of mobility. That's just the way the sport is played. It's the way the position is played. Eli Manning is not latching on to some team next year. He's not going to Chicago. He's not going to Tampa. He's not going to the Miami Dolphins. He's not going to the LA Chargers. Eli Manning is going to retire a New York Giant. That's why Archie and Olivia Manning were at this game on Sunday. That's why you saw Eli with his three daughters out on the field along with his wife. That's why the week prior, even though Eli's wife made it perfectly clear, hey, guess what? I'm never stepping foot in Philadelphia ever again. She found a way to Monday Night Football wondering, is this going to be it? I think everybody should be of the mindset. I think everybody around here is of the mindset that Eli Manning is not going to be playing for the New York Giants or anybody else. But for a guy who did not have the picture-perfect end to his career, in the sense that a guy who won two Super Bowls, a guy who won two Super Bowl MVPs, a quarterback who won a good amount in the first 7, 8, 9 years of his career, did not get a chance to experience that over the back end. Not all his fault. We could talk about roster construction. We could talk about poor offensive line play. We can talk about coaching, you name it. Sooner or later, that onus falls on the player. Sooner or later, the organization, fair or unfair, has to make a change. They did that in the offseason when they took Daniel Jones. Right call by the Giants. Now you see if Jones can become that guy. But Sunday was not about your future. Sunday was one last chance to pay tribute to your past. And it wasn't perfect on Sunday. That first half was interesting to say the least. Felt like that ball has moved a ton. Not a whole lot of points to show for it, but that's what happens when you have a 3-10 taking on a 2-11 team. You're going to have some sloppy football. But at least for one Sunday, the storybook ends in a happy way for Eli Manning, who I think we can all say now has probably played his last game as a member of the New York Giants. I mean, if Daniel Jones is somewhat capable of getting back on the field, you play him. And even if he's not, I think they would probably play Alex Tanny over the next 2 weeks because this is it for Eli. He has his 500 record. He had his moment here against the Dolphins. I think it makes absolutely no sense to put him on the field one of the next 2 weeks. As far as the rest of this game from a Giants standpoint, I know there are going to be a lot of folks listening to this show right now upset about the win. And you know what? I can understand that to some degree. Because you guys are uber focused on the chase for chase, no pun intended. I get that frustration. Giants lose the next two games, though, you're right when you need to be, as they will go to Washington against a Redskin team that is playing much better football. Dwayne Haskins is playing much better football. Won't be an easy win for the Giants by any stretch. And then in week 17, you might be playing an Eagle team that's trying to win an NFC East crown. You might be playing an Eagle team that's eliminated. That is a million-dollar question at this point. And that is, without a doubt, one of the more fascinating games in Week 16 as the Cowboys, fresh off their win and their dominant win over the Los Angeles Rams, take on Philadelphia. But if you're looking for other takeaways from this Giant game, the fact that they finally got a chance to see the fully armed and the fully operational Saquon Barkley, that's the player we all want to see all year. A guy who's making people miss. A guy who's making plays a variety of different ways. Getting in the end zone. Scoring touchdowns. Now, a whole lot of running backs that look good against the Dolphins. Some of you will take that performance with a grain of salt. For Barkley, you hope it's a springboard over the final 2 weeks of the year, making sure you're right at the end of this year, and then going in guns a-blazing in 2020. You want another positive? Somebody's got to explain this one to me. Julian Love, the young corner out of Notre Dame. Why was he buried to the bench as long as he was? I watched Julian Love play at Notre Dame. He could play. He was one of the better defenders on that team that made it to the college football playoff last year. That was a draft pick of Dave Gettleman's I actually liked. You watch him over these last few weeks, he is... played pretty well. A lot of you guys, and I know I've been leading the charge on this, been killing DeAndre Baker. I've also cautioned that by saying he's a rookie corner. Rookie corners take time. Not every rookie corner is going to step in and remind you of Darrell Rivas. DeAndre Baker, who had a very tough assignment with the Devontae Parker of the Finns, who just got a big fat contract extension. I thought all in all he held his own. Dexter Lawrence, Tomlinson on that Giant front, made a couple of big plays. That's not some glowing endorsement of Dave Gettleman. For every Darius Slayton, for every Dexter Lawrence, I can find you moves that are beyond perplexing, like bringing in a guy like Leonard Williams for a third and a fifth round pick on a team that's going nowhere. The list goes on and on for Gettleman. I don't know if he will warrant coming back. He shouldn't in my eyes. Knowing the Giants, probably will. Odds are they probably make Pat Shurmur the fall guy. But for at least one Sunday, all of these gloomy questions that are coming on the horizon, the future of this head coach, the future of this general manager, how the Giants as a franchise snap out of this funk, this malaise, this abomination of football that they've been in, really, for the last 7 years. How do you get out of that? We're going to figure these questions out. You would hope. They're going to be addressed, I would like to believe, come the offseason. Sunday, not about that. Sunday, about your future Hall of Fame quarterback. Quite possibly the greatest Giant quarterback ever. Going out one last time, slinging in the second half, having a moment against a hapless Miami Dolphins team. And for a guy who's dealt with a couple lean years after two moments that will never be duplicated, wins over the best NFL dynasty I've seen in my lifetime. Eli going out on his own terms with a W. And if you're a Giant fan, that put a smile on your face.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.